Jessica Botella, Botella, Jessica, Jessica, 516-96, today's 4/17. Chief complaints: cough, congestion, ear fullness, ear pain, especially on the left side, sore throat, neck swelling, neck pain, tiredness, snoring, headache. I've gained 40 pounds in the past year. History of Hashimoto thyroiditis, lower leg swelling, edema, leg pain, arm pain, and overall tiredness, and history of hypertension with abnormal blood pressure today because of taking over-the-counter medication for cold and congestion. This is a 26-year-old woman. She's not married. She works at home, but lives in Austin. She's here in Cleveland, Texas to see her family, but they felt like they sent her here to be evaluated because she hasn't been able to find a good doctor, in quotation, in Austin, Texas. Period. The paragraph: patient was diagnosed with Hashimoto thyroiditis a few years ago. At that time, she had hyperthyroidism, which she lost a lot of weight. Then she gained 40 pounds. She's on level thyroxine, hasn't had her level checked for some time. Above mentioned symptoms have been present off and on for the past year or so, period. In the paragraph, she's tired, review of system, she's tired, she has headaches, she has cough, she has congestion, she has abdominal pain, she has nausea, she has dizziness, she has tachycardia, palpitations, arm pain, leg pain, has become morbidly obese, and she's concerned about nausea, vomiting, and abdominal pain, and swelling in the neck, period. COVID immunization, up to date. Social, not married, abnormal periods, is a huge deal. Last period was March. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She works for a company in New York that does refugee relocation, but works from home in Austin, Texas, has family in Cleveland, as I mentioned. Family history: diabetes, hypertension, breast cancer. Allergy, clindamycin. COVID immunization, up-to-date surgery, none. Medical problems: hypertension, hypothyroidism now, Hashimoto thyroiditis, anxiety, depression. Blood pressure is normally controlled. She's elevated today because of the over-the-counter medication she's taken. Medication: enalapril, 20 milligram a day. Level of thyroxine, 125 milligram a day. Lexapro, 10 milligram a day. And hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram a day. She's alert. She's awake. She's in no distress. She weighs 331 pounds. We talked about her weight on top in the text, 100%, 99, 5, 16, 77, 150 over 100, recheck 140 over 90. Again, blood pressure is elevated because of over-the-counter medication, which she promises not to take again. Heart tachycardic, lungs ronchi and rouse, abdomen soft, epigastric tenderness noted, neck shows no JVD, but lymphadenopathy noted. Oral mucosa with analgesia, lower extremity, 1 plus edema. Neurological non-focal. TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Number one, sinusitis. Number two, bronchitis. Number three, chest x-ray today shows no evidence of pneumonia. Next number, the heart appears to be stable, does not appear to be enlarged, as you would see in patients with hypertension. Next number, we also looked at her echocardiogram. She doesn't have much of an LVH, but she definitely has RVH, which prompted me to ask her to get a sleep study ASAP as soon as she gets to Austin because of possible sleep apnea. Next number is increased weight. Next number is check blood pressure. Next number is call me in 3 days with blood pressure readings. Next number is no more over-the-counter medication. Next number is check blood work, including TSH. Next number is Rocephin a gram now. Next number is Decadron 8 milligram now. Next number is ZPAC Medrol dose pack. Next number is Ciprodex for otitis media / externa. Next number, flu A is negative, flu B negative, COVID is negative, and strep is negative. Next number, echocardiogram revealed RVH consistent with possible sleep apnea. Next number, very fatty liver noted. Next number, gallbladder is difficult to visualize, but I did not see any stone. Next number, leg edema, multifactorial, could be thyroid, could be her sleep apnea. Nevertheless, no DVT, no PVD. Next number, arm pain, also multifactorial. Next number is abnormal periods. I could not see her ovaries, and the uterus appears to be the normal size. Next number, Hashimoto thyroiditis, check TSH. Next number is free T3. Next number is free T4. Next number is sinusitis. Next number is lymphadenopathy, as can be expected with acute infection. Lexham is vertigo, multifactorial. Blood pressure could be contributing to it, but most likely her sinus infection and earache. Lexham has family history of breast cancer. Causes her to get a mammogram at age 30. We discussed this in case she forgets. Next numbers must lose weight. Next numbers diet and exercise discussed. Next numbers rule out reversible causes of weight gain, i.e. thyroid issues. Next number suspects metabolic syndrome. Next numbers rule out diabetes. Next numbers above, once again, discuss with patient at length before leaving. Next number, she promises she will have her PCP in Austin order a thyroid study when she gets home. I mean, order a sleep study when she gets home. I'm going to call her with the blood results of the blood work in 2 days. Thank you.